מתרדמכם והביטו לנפשוסיכם. היו חי נפש, חי נשומס ולא חי גוף. Make the switch, that's what the Shoshone is. There's all stick on it. Then he says, how you go about doing this? Zichru bareichem vahabitu lenaf shoseichem. That's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. Tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is Zichru bareichem vahabitu lenaf shoseichem. It has nothing to do with Kabbalah and if anyone's interested, Samach Aleph in the Chesna Shara Yomim Noim. Well, what has hearing got to do with coffee? It's the same brocha.
I should have known better.
Okay, we're still busy in the forward. We saw the yid that had all the troubles, and we explained to him that you need a Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim before you can start dealing with anything else. Oisi Yudi Lacha Shesham is Dvarai Daf Chaf Hay Yud Aleph. Lachas Shom is Dvarar. Hayirisa kulu v'omo. Oide bepe mole ki moilam lo chashavti kach. Whoever thought of such a thing? Moilam la ki balti al atzmi al Malchus Shemayim. Was never a couple of Malchus Shemayim? Kifu shata tirati li. As you explained to me. Ein sofek shabadarecha emes hayim. What you're saying is true. I mean, it's hard to argue with. It's a mefurish gemara. V'naivim hayim miyasoydes amuna. And they flow from the fundamentals of our imunah. But how is it possible that for years and years I'm running around with barrels and buckets of yisurim? No one ever told me about this before. Why has this not been, this is me talking, why has this not been taught in the chedorim and the yeshiva ketanis and the yeshiva gedoilis and then the base yankims? Why? What happened here? Shafti lo, I answered him. Gam anid lo chanachti me'olam dvarim eilu. I also wasn't mechanachti in these things. Ika hachinuch shekibalnu besavognu bebeis horeinu hayoides tefillah limutayre v'shmiras mitzvahs. What do we give our kid? We teach him how to daven, we teach him how to learn, we teach him how to keep the mitzvahs, make brochas, say shema. Zu be'em b'shayle medua lo chanchi lekabal omachu shemayim ulekabal yisurim ba'ava. Why were we not given chinuch in Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim, and being Makabal Yusurim Ba'ava, Lam Chishulan is Avas Hashem Aleinu Ka'av is Bnoi Yirtze. Why weren't we given the chinuch that we could live real with the fact that Hashem loves us like a father loves an only son? There's all for sharing on this, answering this question. Lacha Machshava is Rabo is Nira Nizdaiti. Seems to me, he says, after much thought, Shatshuva Lakachi. Had we taught, had we mechanched our children this from when they were very young, so by the time they got older, it would look like all their mitzvahs. Mitzvahs anoshim ulumoda.
So this means,
I don't know what it means. I haven't finished the sentence yet. But what do you want to ask once you've
no,
already...
No, you're saying we mechanech our children to this.
What was the Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim and Avos Hashem. They would keep it like they keep everything else. Kefir, Bechinas Kippa Aleim HaKigigis. Vilu Beinian Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a situation when it comes to Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. You have to find for yourself. Because if you got it from outside, it wouldn't stay. I put it into one small phrase, but you have to take this and do something with it. You can't command someone to give a kiss. A commanded kiss is not a kiss. You love someone, you give them a kiss because that came from you. Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim is the relationship you build with Hashem the same way as you can't Telechosin and Kala how to have a relationship with each other. Give them basic guidelines, you know, don't slam the door in your face, you know, if you're going to be late, phone until you're going to be late, buy her flowers. What else did I teach you? You know, basic rules, but how you have a relationship with another person, how can anybody tell you how to have a relationship with somebody else? You have to know yourself, know what you enjoy, know what you don't enjoy, get in touch with yourself and then build a relationship. Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim is the relationship based on Hashem. How are you going to teach it to somebody? It's got to come from them.
Why is Shema the second possibility? Why is Shema Israel the second possibility? The half decision from the moment they can speak, they're learning Torah Tzivolano, and they're learning Shema.
The Seed was saying Shema twice a day for 50 years. He didn't know anything to Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. You say what you have to say. They told you to say Shema, you say Shema. Yeah, do you mean Alei Naim, Umar Kabelo, Machu Shamayim, Baba, 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 Baba,
Baba, Baba,
Baba, Baba, Baba, that's a Ganenet's job. Ganenet taught my child about Kabbalah and Machu Shamayim. They said the words, it's a nice song. They sing lots of songs, they know what they mean. Baruch Hashem.
The fact that you can't teach all Machu Shamayim means that you can't teach the ideas associated with it?
Of course, we're going to have a whole safety on it. He's explaining why Akash Borg set up a situation where this wasn't really on the menu of what you teach your children.
I misunderstood the question. Okay. I understood he was asking, why don't we learn about this stuff? Why doesn't anyone teach us this stuff?
Well, that's part of the question. We don't teach it because Akash Baruch set up a situation that you actually can't teach it, so you'll discover it for yourself.
I mean, you can't teach how to do it, but you could teach. You can't teach someone how to have a relationship, but you could teach someone what it is to have
that's what you're busy doing.
To be a human being.
No, what we're busy doing is teaching you that there's a thing called Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. And that you have to go and have a relationship with Hashem. And now, how you actually go about doing that is going to look very different for every person. I'm talking much before that. People didn't even know that there's a thing called Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. They know what it means. To some people, Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim means doing all the mitzvahs. Being machmir, having a whatever. I don't know what it means. Saying Shema according to the Magain of Ram, not according to the Goyim. There's a lot of bilbul and confusion around what exactly is Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. We just cut it down and taken it back to its seminal nekuda, which is I love Hashem and Hashem loves me. That's Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. And then I'm prepared to give up my life for that love. Now go, you know, the rest is commentary. Go learn. Go work it out for yourself now, like Avraham Avinu did. That's why the whole first chelek and the whole mitzvah of Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim is Avraham Avinu's mitzvah. Because he had to discover it for himself. And enables us, when we do discover this, to inject a whole new life force and spirituality into our voida, and to get back to original Makorit. I don't know how you would translate. Makorit means original, as opposed to Sinit. No? Today it's either Makori or Sini. It's either, you know, the original, you know, you have a Kori, which is four times the price, or you can get Sini, you know. I drive a car, that's what I'm talking about. You go into the Masagah, says, you want Makori? It's 1,500 shekels. Sini is 1,300 shekels. How much is the Sini guaranteed for? Makori, I don't know what it means. Original.
Authentic.
Authentic.
Authentic is also made in China, no?
Authentically Chinese.
Ford 200 shekel stars are also real. It's a real Ford star. Yechidim ka'avram avinu b'shaisei. You can be a yochid like Avram Avinu. Shegiles yehadusei ki yochid levadoi neged kol ha'olam. He stood up against the whole world. And he discovered himself, and in discovering himself, he discovered Hashem. Avraham Avinu discovered the Ani, and through discovering the Ani, he was able to understand that he could have an Ani Ladoidi Ladoidi, he could have a direct relationship with Hashem. You'll see, we're going to this at length. Noach Tzadik, the Tzadik that he was, couldn't do that. Noach Tzadik couldn't understand who he was, and in not understanding who he was, he couldn't understand what his relationship with Hashem was supposed to look like, and therefore he became a Tzadik. He did everything he was told to do, like a soldier, which is a tzaddik. But he couldn't go the next step and become an Avram. He couldn't become a Jew. He couldn't Magaya. Okay, we have to take this one step at a time. I'm already in chapter 6 here already. One step at a time. ונראה שהראי לכך שהסיבה שלו נמדון אותו נדבורים אלו היה כדי לאב שלו כל אחד לגלות את האמס לבדוי. We see this in the Torah, we see that there's many halachas that come out later, and the Gemara asked, why didn't they come out before? Since the Gemara left the future generations place to also make gedorim, and also make sayayigim, and also to mechadish Torah. How come Rabbi Akiva Eiger can mechadish something that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't mechadish? Because it's all there, we know it's all there, it was all given at Sinai, but there's certain things that were covered over and hidden until the time came for them to be mechadished. So what's the raya that is this concept? He says, Apasha Shneo Shal Kriya Shema Nemra Baloshon Rabin. As we said yesterday, there's two parshas in Shema. There's Kabbalah Samalchu Shemai, which is Vahafta, Shema Vahafta. Then there's Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs Vahim Shemoya. That's in the Rabbim, that's in plural. El Mitzvahis Asher Anoichi Metzava Eschem Lumezois HaPasha Rishoyna Osekes Bekabbalah Samalchu Shemai Nemru Baloshon. Anyone want to guess? Yochid. The parsha of Shema Vahafta Sashem Lakecha is talking about is in singular. Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs is in plural. What? To tell you that Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is a very private thing. Ishiyut v'individualit bilvad. Very private and very unique to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesoyve v'skol ha'sibois. Daig l'kach sh'lo neida al gishazu v'nichshol v'naskil l'kabal enedob hazeh b'atzmeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges the world in such a way that you're not going to be taught this. You're going to discover this for yourself. And you have to discover this for yourself. And that's why, according to what he's saying here, you can argue, you can have another pshatim, I'm sure there's other pshatim. And that's why it's kind of hidden to a large extent, even though it's not hidden from anybody, it's right there. They teach it to the kids in Gan, like I said. It's the first song the kids learn, Kimat. Makabu or Malchus Shemayim, you know what they're talking about. Even that's hidden from them. Until you get to a point in your life where suddenly HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, here's a Pesach. Al pi hazbeinu d'le'il novin gam madu b'pasha shnia lo nema u'b'chol mo'adechem. B'chol nafshecha, b'chol mo'adecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol mo'adecha. In the singular it mentions me. When we're talking in the plural in Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, v'ayim shamaya, it doesn't say b'chol mo'adechem. כפי שנאמר בפרשה ראשונה, בטעם היא כפירוש, בכל מידו ומידה שהוא מועדת לך. What's פשטים בכל מועדך? יכול להסביר, with every measure that Hashem measures you with every ניסיון and יסורים that Hashem gives you, הווה מועדת לך במועד מועד, מתאים לפרשה ראשונה, שמה בלושן יוחיד. פרשה מכוונת לעבוד הרוחני של כל יוחיד ואוחיד, נאפסנו, כפי שנסביר. Because that's talking to each individual. That darga of have a moed lo b'moed moed, you can only tell that to an individual. That's not a klal sugya. Therefore, it's not shaykh in Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. It's only shaykh in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Venti tamakeit zadim magaled over zeh. So now you're going to ask, Sitaba, what are you doing? What are you doing? You just told me a reason why it shouldn't be taught, and now you write a whole book on it? Vare? you've just taken away what you just said is the most important thing here. I'm not saying anything. And you're not going to know this and know this well before you start learning the Sefer. This is Rosh HaProkim. If you think you've got the story here, even when you finished it 10 times, this is Rosh HaProkim. Hagilu ha'atzmi shalcha yi kishetepateach es advarim tizboinen vim betegalebim revodim amokim yoysa. The Kabbalah, the personal relationship that you'll get from learning the Sefer is when you take the few hints that you're going to get and you're going to go and meditate and build and learn further and look elsewhere and develop the sugya properly yourself. It'll become your own personal revelation. The Yetziris Kesher Chai, to build a deep living personal relationship, ishu prati in Boira Olam. Very personal, private relationship there with the Boira Olam. I think I've mentioned this many times, but it doesn't ever cease to amaze me. It's the most astounding thing. Is the more a person gets involved in Torah, if I'm boring you to death with this, just tell me. I find this fascinating, and this is my personal learning side, and if you come to listen, that's your problem. But you have to get this clear. It's the most astounding thing, and the more you learn Torah, the more you go into Gemara, you'll see this more and more and more. Is that the more a person gets involved in Torah, the more a person's keeping Torah, he should start looking and thinking like everybody else that's more and more involved in Torah. If I'm superficially involved in Torah, then I'm this own individual person with a little bit of Torah. So I should look very different to the other guy who's superficially involved in Torah, and he has his own personality. But as I get more and more in Torah, and I'm keeping the Torah, and I'm absorbing more and more Torah, we should all start looking the same. Rabbi Aaron Kotler and Moshe Feinstein should agree on everything, think the same, speak the same, teach the same. Because they're functioning according to the same book of rules, the same Ashkafas, the same Musa, the same Midas. And what do we see? Exact opposite. The more a person gets deep in Torah, the more he starts looking, he can't even talk to the other Gadol. Ramosha and Aaron could barely speak to each other, they never agreed on anything. They loved each other more than we'll ever understand what it means to love another human being. Rav Sharit Kotler, Rav Aaron's grandson, Rav Shneer's son, told me that when his father, Rav Shneer, told him when the Satmar Rebbe used to come to Rav Aaron, he said the screams were so loud, they disagreed on about everything. Except what the problem was. They all knew what the problem was. But when it came to how to deal with the problem, they disagreed. I mean, a kotze la kotze. Yeah? They screamed the roof off. But before Satmar Rebbe was let out of Aaron's house, he used to lock the door. And then, you ain't going anywhere until you give me my kids a bracha. And yet, they were learning the same Torah, the same Chazal, they were learning the same Musa Svarim, they were absorbing the same Masoiras at Torah. And you see that all the time. You see it all the time. Rashi and Tosfos. Tosis grew up in Rashi's house, he was his grandson. Tosis wasn't a person, but I'm just saying. They learned in the same school, they had the same Masoiras and whatever. The Ravid, you think the Ravid was Rambam, the Ravid, they agree on everything except when he disagrees, which is in a minority of cases. And yet they were vibrantly different. If you get to know Gedolim, they have no one to talk to. Who is it that went into who? One of the Gedolim went to another Gedolim in Sukkah. I think one of the Gedolim. Was it the Biskarov or whatever?
Chazanish came to the
Biskarov, I think, or whatever. And he came to Sukkah or whatever. I'm not sure. There was another story with Elia as well. Walked in, said good yontov, sat there for 20 minutes, got up and walked out. Why they speak to each other? They must have had a kasha somewhere, whatever. You know, talk about. Someone said afterwards that was there, that was the most powerful conversation he'd ever heard. That silence of just two neshamas coming together. That's the book. That's so different. Why? Because of this. You're building a relationship with Hashem, you're building a relationship with Torah. Torah's a relationship. It's got nothing to do with academics, nothing to do with scholarship. Learning Torah is a relationship you're having with Hashem. My relationship with Hashem is going to look very different to yours. And the more I get into it, the more comfortable I get with it, the more proficient I become in it, the more individual that relationship with my Torah is going to look. That's why Rav Shimon Skop's Pirush on Shas looks very different to Rav Och Be'ez. And Rav Naftali Trops. You look at the Slobodkiniks that we have. I mean, every yeshiva that exists in the world today was impacted on by the Alter Slobodkin. You know that? Every yeshiva that the altar touched still exists today, and the ones he didn't touch don't exist today. But Pella Otsu. And he never left his house, Kimat. He never wrote anything, he didn't go anywhere. Entire American Torah is built on the altar of Slobodka. Lakewood, Baltimore, Rab Aaron, Rab Yaakov, all of them are Slobodka Talmidim. They're different? Rab Rudim and Rab Yaakov Kamenetsky? How did they get in the room together? You know how different they were? That's godless. That's godless at Torah. That's what this is talking about. Stop being sheep. You know how much diversity there is in the world? Why does it have to be the same? How many species of insects are there? No. Have two or three. Thousands of species of insects. You know, there's not one pip seed, what Americans call. You got thousands of fruits, Peseda, you want to have thousands of fruits, but why does every seed have to be different? They all do the same job. They all go back in the ground, rot and grow. There's no two seeds the same. Grapes and pears and plums and apples and pomegranates, they all have different seeds. Why?
Because we want everyone to be the same.
No, you're not supposed to be the same. Of course, it's got to be Torah-tuned individuality. Rav Moshe was Torah-tuned, and Rav Aaron was Torah-tuned, and Rav Baruch Ben, Rav Shimon Shkop, and all the Gedolim, and Rashi, and Bank all the way, Rabbi Akiva and Rav Tarfon never agreed on anything, but it was all Torah-tuned individuality. We're talking about becoming a Hefkenik. But we got to be, you got to become you. Only two me's in the world. One's enough.
But shouldn't
some people always think that there should have been twins? It's not fair that one person got so much. But we understand. He'll bring a story later. Yeah, he says, I don't know who it was. They came to one of the Hasidic rebbes and asked him if you could be Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem came to him and said, you want to be Moshe Rabbeinu? What would you say? They said, well, if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be me, then I don't mind being Moshe Rabbeinu. But if he's going to be staying being a Moshe Rabbeinu, then who's going to do what I'm supposed to do? And you need two Moshe Rabbeinus in the world and not one me? You've got to have a Moshe Rabbeinu, you've got to have a me. I don't want Moshe Rabbeinu if he's going to stay being Moshe Rabbeinu. You want to swap the Seder, I'll look into it. You can't have two me's. You're not going to be judged why you didn't become Rabbi Akiva Eiger. You're going to be judged why you didn't become you. Yes, Rabbeinu.
But the thing with learning Torah, we're in a sense the purpose of is to find the emes, to find Dvar Hashem. And that's one. That's not... When you come to different conclusions, then in a sense, it supposedly contradicts the fact that there's one Torah, there's one. This conclusion should be one. So how the fact
have you
that
ever heard a statement that says Shivim Ponim L'Toyra? You ever heard that statement? When you understand Pshat in that statement, you'll get an answer to your question. At the source, at the Shoresh, that's what I spoke about yesterday. It's all one. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't just one fixed blob. Nothingness of oneness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu contains all that diversity and variation. And as it starts being Megala and it starts coming out into the world, it manifests itself in many different ways. Why do we have 12 Shvatim? With 12 Nuschei Satvila. You know, there were 12 Nuschei Satvila. What we have today, the few remnants, the echoes of what a Nusach is. Each Shevet had its own Nusach HaTvila. They said the Rizal introduced the 13. It has to be 13, whatever. It's another discussion. Why there's 12 and then there's 13. What? It's all one. It's all one MS. You're right. But that MS is Hashem. And we would hope that Hashem is more than just this, you know, single dimensional, you know, Christological kind of concept. Chas v'chalila. Hashem is everything. Everything we see in the world is a marshal for the diversity that Hashem has. It's a pinprick of an insight into how diverse Hashem really is. When you look at the world, it always bothered me. I've got funny things that bother me. Why there's so much sand on the beach? Why do you need so many leaves? And Hashem created the world with one grain of sand less. That would have been a problem. No, it's up to us to say that Hashem could have created the world with one grain of sand less. Because if he could have, he would have. Why does Hashem need all the leaves and all the grains of sand and all the plankton and all the little pitsy things that are flying around? You know, how would this change the great cosmic plan if there was one grain of sand on the beach less? I asked this question to Rabbi Tatz once. I was younger then, I wasn't so, you know, embarrassed myself, whatever. Questions like that. Oh, but I asked the question, and you know what he said to me? He said, everything in the world is there. The constellations, the galaxies, the billions, trillions of stars, the grains, they're all there. Bidyuk, okay? To be begale the achdus of Hashem. Means the divine wisdom decided that in order for us to perceive the achdus of Hashem, what you're talking about in a world that's so diverse, that's exactly what you need. One grain of sand less would have been, we can't understand it, but that would have been a breach our ability to grasp the achdus of Hashem. That means the entire diversity of the world and of Torah and everything you see in this world. Yeah? Hashem made billions of people with exactly the same features and no two look alike. No two people have the same fingerprint. How did that happen in the, you know, survival of the fittest domain? No two people have the same face. Billions of people. How do you do that? Besides the engineering feat. But why? To teach you. Kashem Shupasu Mentionals Kendall says. But it's Bidyuk designed to be Megale Achdus of Hashem in the world. That diversity is just enough, perfectly designed for you to understand a Kol Mishamayim. Although, as I say, whatever that means, that you have to go find the Maharalniks and whatever, and then they'll teach you all that stuff. But that's the vort, yeah. And it's the same in Torah. Hashem was mistakel boreisa and boro lomoy. That means everything you see in the world has to have its source in Torah. That means the achdus you see in the world has to be in Torah, and the diversity you see in the world has to be in Torah. That's why I said it's got to be Torah tuned individuality, because you want to be connected to the source where you become one with the source. But you don't want to become one with the source as a nothing. The purpose of us Jews is to become the most expressed, fully actualized, individual, fully using everything that Hashem gave you to become the greatest person you can become in your own individual way, and give that all back to Hashem. Hashem doesn't want you to be a nothing. Hashem doesn't want to be nothing. That's Mashiach. That's the whole purpose of Mashiach. That's who Mashiach is. Les le degami klum. Mashiach is the concept that the Mukubalim call les le degami klum. He has nothing of his own. Yeah? And yet, when you look at him, all you see is Hashem. The greatest human being. Mashiach will be the greatest human being that ever lived. David HaMelech was enormously great. When you look at David HaMelech, all you see is Hashem. You're not supposed to see anything of him. He doesn't even have his own years. He has to go borrow some life. He has no life of his own. He goes to Adam Rishon, he borrows a few years because Nebuch, he hasn't got some years. He's snoring around to get some years, you know, because he ain't got any of his own. Fully exposed, fully actualized. Waving his sword, killing people, building empires, davening, saying to heal him, doing everything he has to do. Yeah, and when you step back, you see nothing other than Hashem. That's what a Jew's supposed to do. Not become a nothing. Nothing's easy. Hashem could have made a lot of nothing. You've got to become the most you can become, and then become a nothing. That nothing is everything, it's not a nothing. And in order to do that, you have to find your unique schnit in Torah. Rav Noach told me, he said, a Jew learns Torah enough, he'll find his own niggun in Torah. No two Jews learn with the same niggun. It's amazing. Yeah, we learn with a niggun, Jews learn, they sing. Go listen, every year's got a different niggun. Rav Noach told me you have a responsibility to find your niggun. Amazing, no? All right, we have to stop there. Excellent question.
Can I have a copy of the answer? Am I allowed?
Really? I thought it's individual.
No. I told you, for this safe, the whole world is to yours.
Okay, how do we do that?
You have to give me your email address.